morning. Let us pray. Father, Lord Jesus, we would like to say thank you for your grace, for your blessing in our life. This morning, we just want to start our life by hearing your voice. We believe you will speak to us this morning, Father, and Holy Spirit will lead us into the greatness of this word. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. First of all, thanks for your all prayer support so that we can go and return back again to Hong Kong. You know, this trip make my heart beaten so hard. As you know, a few days before we fly, there is a fire at Jakarta Airport. That's why around 40 flights canceled. But after 2 days, when we fly from Hong Kong to Indonesia, we don't have any problem. But another problem happened when from Kupang, fly to Bali, and then Bali to Jakarta, because there is a volcano was erupted. This called Raung volcano. But thanks God, David and then Fern and also Christine can fly safely. And then today, all airport at Bali and Surabaya was closed because the volcano still active. And then government decided to cancel the flight. But thanks God, our flight can fly safety, and then we can return on time. This because you guys pray for us. Okay, what message that I want to share this morning? As you know that Kupang is one of Indonesian province. In this area, 90% people are Christian. Either they are Catholic or they are Christian, 90%. But Kupang is one of the most poorest among Indonesian area. The reason because the soil is full of stone. That's why it is difficult to do farming at that area. In other side, 1 year, they only get a raining season for 3 months. And another 9 months is dry season. So water is something they needed. So they don't have good soil. They don't have much water. That's why people at Kupang will leave the hometown. Most of them go to Malaysia as a domestic worker or as farming worker at Malaysia. Some of them fly to Hong Kong, some of them go to Singapore. They live. When they leave hometown, so the kid raised without parents. Most of the kid raised with grandma or grandpa. That's why when I see the kid, my heart so sad. Once the kid I ask, how old are you? I'm 12 years old. 12 years old just like this. When Samuel 12 years old, 70 kg. But this is only around 30 kg, less food. We try to give the food for them. Besides, we do Bible English Bible camp. I set the budget for them. For 220 people, we give them 1 day food around 1,750 rupiah, around $4 for every person. We cannot give more because we do have a limitation in budget. So with this budget, they can get rice and small food. Of course, at the last day, when I show the food is not enough, then we ask them to kill one pig for them. So really make them happy. Poor. Yes, very poor. The team also ate together with them. What they have, we also have together. And then after finished ministry, I fly to Jakarta, one of my church members called me, Pastor Slamet, I want to meet you. Let's go for dinner. Oh yeah? Okay, find the best restaurant at Jakarta. So we go to Ancol. Ancol is like luxury resort at Jakarta. And there is a seafood restaurant. In that restaurant, they only sell live fish and also live crab. And then after I arrive at this restaurant, the church member tell me, choose whatever you wanted. I just smile. Then I said, you choose for me. And then he choose for me two live lobster and then two big crab. I know this must be very expensive. Even in Hong Kong, when I walk around at Siong Wan, there is Chiu Chiu restaurant, I just show the picture every day, not buy that lobster. And then after that, I know how much for the bill. The bill around Hong Kong dollar, 3,000 for seven people. That means one person ate around 400 something. So after I see this experience, I try to make a comparison between one meal at Kupang, $4, and one meal at Jakarta, around $400. So one compare 100. Few years ago, I have one meal. One meal is 4,000. That's at in front of this building, Ritz-Carlton Hotel, when someone invite us for married wedding, and then I asked them, how much for one meal? And someone told me, that's around 4,000. If 4,000, that means one compare 1,000. One I ate, I can feed 1,000 people at Kupang. But yesterday, I ate one meal, I can feed around 100 people at Kupang. I share this, it doesn't mean I don't like it. I like it. If one day you want to share joyful joy with me, you just call me, Pastor Slamet, let's go for dinner. I like it. No worry. I share this because in front of God, Kupang people is son and daughter of God. I also son and daughter of God. But how can they get $4, but sometimes less than $4, and at the same time, I get a mail around $400. Am I better than them? No, brothers and sisters. We all sinners. God save us. If God save me, God also save Kupang people. If God loved me, God also love Kupang people. I share this because I feel that God is too good to me, brothers and sisters. Of course, God is also too good for everybody in this room. We are nothing. But God bless us. That's why I say God is too good for us. In another sense, when I ate this meal, my heart bring my mind and tell me, Pastor Slamet, you need to do something. Bring something, bring my blessing to Kupang people. PSM told us we need to be generous to poor people. Yeah, of course, we may enjoy God's blessing. But in another side, when God bless you, that means God want you to be a blessing for other people. Sometimes it's easy for us to throw away our food. Sometimes it's easy to us to buy many clothes and put in our cupboard. But we just use it one time a year. Sometimes it's easy for us to buy anything. We don't know why God bless us. That's why we need to open our eyes. We need to go to see other people who need God's blessing. If we have this kind of feeling, this kind of attitude, I believe that God will use you more and more. The third thing, I realized that one day, when God calls us to go back, God will ask you and me, brother, sister, I have been blessed you. How you use this all? That's why this experience challenged me to be a responsible worker in front of God. Because one day, God will ask me, what you have done for my people? Do you do good or do you do bad? In another side, we have a word in Bahasa Indonesia. We call life like a cycle. Sometimes you are on the top of the cycle. Sometimes you are on the down of the cycle. Sometimes you get blessing. Your life is easy. But sometimes your life is difficult. If God say, okay, selamat, now change. I bring Kupang people go to Hong Kong, and I bring Hong Kong people to Kupang. Yeah. So, are you ready in this situation? I read from the book of Job chapter 2. Let's see Job chapter 2. The book of Job, chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Job's situation, I believe, sometimes happen in our life. In this kind of situation, shall we say same thing like Job? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. First Thessalonians chapter 5, chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In everything, give thanks. We don't know our situation, but one thing we need to know. In everything, give thanks. We should to remember this verse because our life, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but God is always good. So we need to give thanks in everything. I will close this message. Let us open 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of the darkness into His marvelous light. So I give you two messages this morning. If you are in good position, remember that God wants you to do something. 1 Peter 2, verse 9 said, "But you are a chosen race before you were not a people, but now you are a people of God. Before you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." But don't forget in the middle of these two verses. In the middle of these two verses said, "So that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." God called you to proclaim something excellencies. That means God wants you to share something for other people. After opening ceremony, they continue, Kupang Church continue to build a house for the pastor, because the house has been built around 40 years old, very old. If there is a typhoon, then we'll be broke. And then they asked me to join in put first stone for the building. So I said, okay, I put this stone as a cornerstone, then we will give around 10 million rupiah. At that time, I don't know where the money come from. 10 million rupiah, around 7,000. I just put it 10 million rupiah. And then after I returned to Jakarta, I shared to one of sister at Jakarta. I said, "We just returned from Kupang. Kupang people need a house for the pastor." I said 10 million rupiah. And then that sister told me, "Give it to me. Give it to me. Just give it to me." Then I said, yeah. I don't have money also. When you say, "Give it to me," I give it to her. And then another sister always say, "Give me few months. I also want to give something." That's so excellent, brothers and sisters. I just follow God want me to do. If God bless me, if God bless you, do you proclaim His excellence to other people? And then the second message, like I told you, life is like a cycle. Sometimes we are in top position. Sometimes we are in down position. Can we say thanks, give thanks in all circumstances that God want you and me to do? Let us pray. I don't know how is your situation this morning. If you are in good position, remember that God wants you to be a blessing. If you are in bad position, don't worry. You are not alone. God is be with you. And God wants you to give thanks in all situations. We believe good and bad situation always good for us, because God's plan is perfect plan for you and me. Let's give our worship to Him this morning. Let's bring our soul closer to Him so that everybody know His will and His plan. And we want to join in His will and His plan so that every people can see the excellencies from our life.
A thousand times. stumble again. Stuck on in your grace, everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all frame. A thousand times I fail.
now we spend our time for praying for other people, our family in this church. We know that prayer is never failed, because when we pray, God hold and then send His help for other people. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters who are in physical problem. At the same time, we pray for their salvation. We believe that from physical go to spiritual, we pray that God give them a miracle that brings salvation to them. Let's pray together. Their name in our prayer. Even when doctors say there is no hope, but in the hand of God, there is always a miracle and hope. Nothing impossible. Yes, we put them in God's hand. Last point, we know some of our brothers and sisters, they are looking for new job. We pray for them that God will lead them to find the best for them. Let's pray for them. is Friday. Our prayer is go to Mission Focus, both for Singapore. We know that Pastor Sam Kim is start to ministering at Singapore. We pray for them, especially they need a big space. We pray that God will provide the space for them, and also pray for SP Indonesia. Also pray for mission committee, pray for local outreach, and then we know that tonight we have some activity. We put the activity in God's hand. We also pray for Santi's special needs. Brother John Kang and Godwin is the leader for this ministry. And today, youth will go to Davao, Philippines to do youth mission trip. We pray for them. Let's put our heart, our voice, and then ask God to bring blessing for this group of people. Father, thank you for the word. Thank you for privilege that can come into your presence and bring our petition to you. At the same time, we also pray for our pastor, P. Sam. He's in holiday and ministry at United States. We pray that you will bless him and his family, Father. We believe that your bless come upon him. And then during this holiday, he can download a lot from you, Father, especially for SP, Father. Thank you for your blessing. We put our life into you, Father, and then we know that you will with us so that we can share the excellencies from you to other people. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.